Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code KSN, bet just $1 on any NFL game, and you win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. I think that's a pretty good bet that someone's going to score a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andy Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. But first, Andy, let's do a quick review of the news here in quarter number one. Let's start with this. The polls came out earlier this week. We always talk about it. Penn State remained at number four, even though Oregon above them lost. And Iowa, prior number five, jumped Penn State to number three. In the grand scheme of things, this means absolutely nothing because they're playing this week. Means nothing. But with that said, was that, I don't think it was a surprise, but was it appropriate?
Yeah, I think it was 100% appropriate because of who, they're mirror image teams that have played similar schedules, like Iowa won at Iowa State, 4-0 Maryland, they gobsmacked. They've had... They're almost running parallel courses, and the eye test right now, in my opinion, it belongs to Iowa. You know, you do the eye test. If you're looking to split hairs, that's my split hair. That you're not going to punish Penn State for beating Indiana 24-0. Hello, they shut them out. But right now, if you go eye test, it would be my vote as well. I probably would have voted Iowa ahead of Penn State even before this. But I would have married them together because you knew they were playing in a couple weeks. So I don't see a problem with it. And it's not week 11 or week 12. It's week 6. So it's no big deal, right? So because they're going to settle it on the field.
Exactly. That is the point. But you know that eventually sometimes these polls, it's a beauty contest. And even in the end, it's an eyeball test. And that's how it gets determined. We're just fortunate that they'll be on the field together this coming week. One of the things, Andy, that everyone is talking about is the running back position at Penn State. It's kind of funny. When the season started, the one place everybody said, great shape at running back. They're four deep or five deep. And now it's probably the biggest question mark on the team. Now, before we get to the situation with the third and shorts that they've been dealing with, James Franklin addressed the question about having a three-back rotation. And I thought he handled the question pretty well by saying there are advantages to rotating three backs, mostly keeps them fresh for the single game, keeps them fresh through the season. But with that said, no running back has separated himself to be the lead dog. Candidly, I think that was James Franklin saying he's disappointed with the way it's going and wish somebody would take the lead.
Yeah, he's definitely set himself up in the preseason for somebody to emerge from this pack, and nobody has. I'm not sure a lot of the onus or responsibility of this falls to the running back position because there's something there to work with. They can't get the pieces to come together to be able to highlight that. I mean, nobody had separated themselves either. I mean, whether Noah Cain, whether he's not fully recovered or he re-injured something, we don't really know. He's just not the same back, right? Like the last time you saw him, you know, later in the 2019 season, he's just not the same back. Kevon Lee is actually the one who is flashing, and if you want to say separating himself from the pack a little bit, it's him. It's clearly him. But the sort of devil in the details in the little parts of the game, whether it's blocking or getting a carry in a critical situation and fumbling when it matters. I mean, fumbling is sort of something that happens, but it's when you fumble and is this a byproduct of not paying attention to the details? He just can't stay out of the doghouse in terms of on that front. And I look at John Lovett, and he's a different changeup kind of back that has some more versatility. He's clearly the best blocker of the group, but he's not an every down back. And they knew that going in, that John Lovett's not our every down back. We need one of these horses to become our every down back. And it just hasn't happened. And it is not problematic, but it now is starting to become worrisome and a bit of a concern, in my opinion.
All right, Andy, big situation. You're playing Iowa. You need a running back to pick up a couple yards for you. Which running back do you have in the game?
Kevon Lee. I give the ball to Kevon Lee. And as long as I've seen what I need to see in that week of practice leading up from him and know he's got his you-know-what wired tight and his head squared on, screwed on straight, and he's ready to roll, I'm giving the ball to him.
And that's interesting. You put it that he seems to find a way to stub his toe or get in the doghouse. There was another play, a short yardage situation, where he even commented after the game. The coaches obviously felt he could have made it, and he danced a bit looking for a bigger gain, and he didn't realize the situation. All he needed was a yard. So it's those little things that seem to keep happening to him. There were a couple other interesting items that came out of James Franklin's press conferences this week. I thought it was also interesting, and it feels like somebody was listening to our show because we attacked this idea last week, and that's the disparity in the divisions of the Big Ten. You have the Big Ten West, where candidly, as important as this game feels for Iowa, you know, to beat Penn State, this appears to be the last real test on their schedule because they're playing in the Big Ten West. Whereas Penn State, you get past Iowa, you still have Michigan State, and Ohio State left on your schedule. And again, James is very adept at being politically correct as he addresses these issues, but he didn't seem to leave much doubt that this is something that should be looked at by the conference.
Yeah, it's definitely something they have to look at because it's becoming worse instead of getting better, right? Like, essentially, the conference is punching itself in the face and limiting opportunities for its team by how it's setting up its divisions. It hasn't looked at changing, even though this has been going on for about a half a decade, and it's now getting worse. Like, Iowa's path to the Big Ten championship game, it doesn't take a hit if they lose this football game to a degree, right? It's not a huge hit to them. They still have a Big Ten West path to it. Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State are sort of in a mini four-team playoff, and Penn State has the worst of it because they have a five-team playoff because they have to play the hammer from the West. So it is it's four teams competing for one spot, essentially. It is four teams competing for one spot and a chance to go to the college football playoff, and you want that, but you also want it so that one team already has a clear-cut path to the Big Ten championship and possibly the college football playoff, and four versus one is never a fair fight to me.
And this is where it gets into this whole discussion about expanding the playoffs. What it would do is make it a little easier for teams like Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan, all in the same division, beating each other up. All of a sudden, you could end up all three of those teams with two losses. And
absolutely.
Which essentially eliminates them from the playoffs if we're going to follow history at all. And meanwhile,
it does eliminate them from the playoffs. Yeah, you're right.
Iowa, you know, could lose this game against Penn State, but still march into the championship game only a one-loss
team.
Or a Cincinnati, a, you know, group of five team, or an ACC champion with one loss with a much lesser schedule, but they only have one loss. And that seems to be how the playoff committee judges these things.
Yeah, the Big Ten is not doing its teams any favors by having this disparity because they don't have an equibalance that like the SEC has, where a one-loss SEC team could actually be a second team in the playoff because they have that balance. Like there's balance, and this hasn't been balanced for years. So what are you waiting for? Fix it. Balance it. At least do something. Sitting around doing nothing means we're going to continue to hamstring our teams and punch ourselves in the face. It's stupidity.
And you have a situation where whoever survives the Big Ten East wins the Big Ten championship game, or at least that's been the history. One other thing came up this week, Andy, that I wanted to ask you about, and hasn't seemed to have gotten a lot of play, and that's often the case when NCAA changes rules mid-season. But the one change that appears to be in place is there's always been a 25-player limit for, we always said, for recruits coming in for an incoming class. But that number of 25 also included guys who transferred in. So you would have teams saving spots for transfers. They're now saying they're going to give teams up to 7-player bonus. If you lose players in the transfer portal, you could bring in that many more in transfers. Good ruling?
Good ruling in a up to 7. You lose 5, you can get 5 above the 25. In other words, you can get to 30, right, for example. But also, I mean, sort of the extra year eligibility in COVID is part of this. They're using that sort of as their sort of out. But basically, this is a transfer portal trial balloon. That's what this is. Don't be mistaken. This is a trial balloon to help the numbers for the transfer portal. End of story.
Well, what I think this also is the fear of coaches. You could have a situation, maybe a coach leaves or something explodes at a university and you have a mass exodus of players. You could end up with not enough players to play. That is it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We'll have Ross in. Stay tuned for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.